This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon, you're listening to Health and Living on The Bigger Picture. I'm T. Xiao Yik. This is the second part of our mini-series on the rehabilitation of patients after a stroke or other neurological condition. Yesterday, we heard from Dr. Fong Chi Chung, consultant in rehabilitation medicine, and Yap Nim Zi, manager of the rehabilitation medicine unit of Sunway Medical Center, about stroke and other neurological disorders that they encounter in their day-to-day practice. Today, we'll hear more from them about rehabilitation medicine for these patients. What exactly is rehabilitation, and what are some of the misconceptions about it?
Rehabilitation is a process. Rehabilitation means that you try to return you to a prior state. It can be physical function, it can be social function, it can be psychological function, it can be vocation.
Some of the misconception is rehab is very tiring, very time-consuming, very costly. But it is not entirely true, because a good rehabilitation plan will be structured out according to individual person needs.
I have a feeling that people think rehab will reverse the sequelae or the consequences of stroke to 100% to normal. Okay, rehab cannot do that, but rehab can improve your function. So if you have paralysis, for example, you have weakness in a leg or you have stiffness, rehab cannot 100%. In certain cases, return you back fully to 100% normal, like completely mint like condition like prior to the stroke. But what rehab does is, even if you have some paralysis, we can actually help you to regain a function in the midst of having this impairment. It means that if you still have weakness, but we can teach you to walk. You may not be walking normally, but at least you can walk after rehab. You can perform certain functions independently after rehab. Or you can still drive despite you are still paralyzed. You can still return to work to regain your life despite you still have some weakness, some other issues. Another misconception or perception that patients may have, they thought rehab is just therapy. Although the most common is 80% is paralysis. You have other issues, cognition, psychological, speech, swallowing, you have your own function, you lost your job, all those things. You may have pain, you may have constipation, incontinence, urination problem. These are sequelae of stroke. But a lot of stroke patients will think that I just need physiotherapy and then regain walking, everything will be fine. So this is wrong. If you speak to a lot of stroke patients or their family who are dealing with the post-stroke period, they will tell you that it's not only my loved one cannot move, other comes together with it. I have to correct the perception that rehab itself is just physiotherapy. Yes, it's an important part of rehab, physiotherapy or therapy, but it's not the only one. We aim to treat or we aim to help a person comprehensively so that they can gain back their life, not only gain back their walking ability or ability to self-care. We look at the whole person as a person. We don't look at just organ. So this is what rehab does.
Could you walk us through your rehab center here in Sunway Medical Center? What are the services that are available and what would a client expect to undergo?
First and foremost, of course, the services is the acute stroke care. So the neurologist will come in, the radiologist will come in, you know, so you may have to undergo a thrombolysis or you may have a thrombectomy or you may need to stabilize the ICU for a while. Once it's post-acute, that is when the rehab team will come. So during this period, the process will be evaluation by our multidisciplinary team members. At the same time, we have to prevent the medical complication that comes together with bed rest, hospitalization, prevent infection, prevent skin breakdown, prevent constipation. So these are the services, multidisciplinary services at the acute stage. Once the patients become better, healthier, stronger, then we will move through the process to focus on most of the patients will be improving their functional mobility independence and functional self-care independence. So these are a short summary of what we do.
Nim Zi, let's take a scenario where a stroke patient comes in for rehab. What happens during the session?
If our patient is struggling with motor control issue or paralysis of the limbs, a physiotherapist could actually help our patients to facilitate their movement pattern and also to teach our patients some movement strategy in order for them to carry out their daily activities, such as how to get up from bed, how to stand up from a chair, and then how to walk effectively or and safely. And when a patient is suffering with cognitive impairment, sensory impairment, our occupational therapists will be able to carry out a range of activities or interventions to deal with that issue as well, such as sensory integration, sensory stimulation. Besides that, when a family is struggling, you know, after their loved one is having a stroke condition, so in order to prepare our patients to go back to their home, our occupational therapist will be able to carry out assessment for their home setting and also to assist this caregiver or carer of the patients with a range of training, such as how to help the patient to get dressed, to have their meal, and etc.
Can you provide an estimate of how long a patient will have to undergo rehab for?
Rehab has many stages. Preventing complications is one of the stages. That one can start very, very early, even though the patient is not very stable. Example, medically unstable. Okay, prevent malnutrition, prevent dehydration, prevent pain, prevent constipation. This part of rehab process. They start very, very early. Okay, when we talk about active rehab, means that we are giving exercises. We are giving patients have to perform certain movement. These are usually must be medically stable, usually within few days. There are some studies who shows that if we do very, very early, within 24 hours, the outcome is usually not very good. So we can do the second day. So it depends on the type of stroke. This is usually type of ischemic stroke and depends how large is ischemic stroke. So we have to judge. Maybe, probably we start active rehab in second or third day. For hemorrhagic stroke, those with bleeding, we normally be more cautious. Maybe beyond third day to start active because we do want the bleed to actually expand. Depend on the stroke, we have to gradual or taper up or gradually increase the activity and rehab intensity.
What kind of expectations should patients have when they start their rehabilitation program?
Okay. When the patient is approached by a rehab professionals, firstly, the rehab professionals will carry out a range of assessments. So from the assessment outcome, we will be able to further discuss with our patients according to their individual needs. By then, we will be able to structure out one patient's or family-orientated rehab program. And we will set up an achievable goal in order for our patients to be more participate in this rehab program and something to look forward. They have a very strategic or a very targeted goal to look forward and to achieve.
That was Dr. Fong Chi Chong, consultant in rehabilitation medicine, and Yap Nim Zee, manager of the rehabilitation medicine unit from Sunway Medical Center. Join us again tomorrow to learn about how rehab for stroke and neuro patients has evolved over the years. If you missed any part of this show, you can download the podcast on our BFM app. You've been listening to Health and Living on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.